the energy peak, and all the options. Yep. Got a friend that lives up in Traverse City, and yeah, you should see the snow that they got. Oh my God. They've got a ton of snow. Yeah, they got one of those great big snow blowers, you know, with a great big auger on the front. It's got like a windbreaker that goes over the top. You stand inside. Yep. Yeah, a little paddle snow thrower. Don't cut the mustard. Yeah. Light snow, it's good, you know. They only have maybe about 3 or 4 inches, but not 12 to 24 inches. Yeah, be better off shoveling by hand instead of using that push paddle one. Yep, it's crazy. Yeah, I just switched from propane to natural gas in the spring. Got rid of that stupid pig. I had to buy a conversion kit for my hot water boiler system, you know, for the furnace. Get that changed over. And it was perfect timing because my LP hot water tank, that ended up taking a dump on me. And I said to my wife, well, we can get by without a hot water tank, you know. So we ended up going to Home Depot and buying a natural gas hot water tank. And I put that in and plumbed that all up, and then my conversion kit for my boiler came in. I wasn't going to fart around with that. It's pretty easy to do, but I ended up hiring a heating mechanical guy. He didn't live very far from where we were at. I actually met him at McDonald's restaurant in Bay City. I looked at his jacket, and it had some patches on it, and he was walking out, and I was walking out, and I said, hey, hold up a minute there, dude. Got a question for you. And we start talking and stuff, and I asked, popped him the question, hey, do you do residential? Yeah, I do, and I'm a master. I have a master's license for heating mechanical. This is awesome. I says, where do you live? I live in Standish. I said, well, I got a place in West Branch, you know. Yada, yada, yada. I ended up hiring him. And he converted my furnace over for me, so he had a little bit of a problem. He had to have a couple of special tools to get in there deeper, but I'm just glad to have him do it, because it would have taken me longer than what he had put into it. But yeah, it's all set, man. So I got natural gas running in there, and the stove is electric. Next thing I want to get is a generator for the well pump and just a few basic electrical stuff to have it operate, you know, like for the furnace, you know, for the boiler. So, yep, wouldn't have to be too big of a unit. Well, I'm here at work, man. Hard to believe. I hope today goes by quick. KB8RVP, KA8LDS.